This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Heading out to the theatre is something which many of us enjoy, but when you're blind or partially sighted and also need to bring a personal assistant or carer, the price of admission can be too much. In Wales, the Hint card has been helping people to enjoy cultural events for the last 10 years. I'm joined now by Megan Merritt, Project Manager of Hint. Megan, thanks for speaking to us today.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
Can you tell us a bit about how the Hint Access Scheme works in Wales?
Sure. So it's the National Access Scheme for theatres and arts centres in Wales. Hint is an Arts Council of Wales initiative managed by Craig Cymru, who I work for, in partnership with Diverse Cymru. As you mentioned there, Hint was launched about 10 years ago with an aim to give a more consistent offer to visitors and audience members with all sorts of access requirements at venues around Wales. So it's three main things. Hint is a card scheme, which we'll talk more about today. It's also a network and a resource as well.
And can you tell us a bit about how the Hint Access Scheme works in Wales?
Sure. So we've got over 40 theatres and arts centres around Wales who are members of the scheme. They pay to be part of the scheme, and as part of that, they participate in training, sharing learning and best practice. And they're pretty well spread out around Wales. So, and they represent a whole range of scales. So from larger venues such as Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff and Venue Cymru in Llandudno to smaller, less well-resourced venues as well. So, you know, in an area like, say, Swansea, you've got all the Swansea Council venues will be part of that, including Swansea Grand. And then a little further afield, you've also got Pontardawe Arts Centre. There's lots of them. So what I love doing if someone phones me or contacts me about joining is just working out where their local venue is, because chances are their closest venue is a member of Hint. And it works because we've got all of those different venues really taking part, listening, learning, and wanting to offer the best to their audiences and their visitors as well.
And the scheme has been a huge success in Wales, with 144,000 more theatre visits made due to Hint. But only a small number of those visits have been made by blind and partially sighted patrons. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of two things there. So one of them is that we're not that great at collecting that data. So we recently had the Hint Impact Report published in November. And that is one of the things that came out of there. And we collect quite limited data about our members. And that was on purpose, really, when we launched. We didn't want too many questions being asked of people and people feeling like they were giving away too much information when they joined. But what it means is, I don't think what information we have maybe reflects fairly on who is part of the scheme. So it tells us that we need to be better at knowing about our members so that we can recognise those gaps. But if that is a true reflection of who is part of the scheme, what it tells us is that we need to be better about getting the word out there. So we're really grateful for opportunities like this today to spread the word and let people know about it, because it's free to join. And the membership, as you've mentioned, entitles card holders to a ticket, a complimentary ticket, so a ticket free of charge for their accompanying essential companion, be that a personal assistant or a family member or partner.
And the scheme offers a complimentary ticket for disabled audience members in Wales. And you might think that would have a negative effect on revenues for the theatres themselves, but that's not the case, is it?
Absolutely not. No. So as part of this report that we had, we found that for every pound that had been invested into Hint or spent on Hint, there was £6.05 of social value created. But on a sort of more tangible level, Hint venues generate around £42 in additional value for every ticket that is given to a Hint card holder. Which, you know, that comes in the form of people feeling that they can buy an extra drink or an ice cream while they're there, because it makes it more affordable. And that's the information that we've got as well. So 77% of cardholders reported that Hint made going to the theatre more affordable for their friends and carers as well as themselves. And that's what makes that difference. We had somebody who'd commented that ticket meant that they bought the drinks while they were there, or they're willing to buy the cake and ice cream as they wouldn't be going otherwise. And people make a day of it. They might go for lunch beforehand or dinner afterwards. So there's that. And that was really heartening for us and for the theatres who are part of it as well. So it's also the local economies which were around those hint venues who benefited to a tune of it's over £3 million a year. So that's all those meals out. That's car parking, public transport, because going to the theatre, enjoying a show, it starts well before the curtain goes up. It's a whole visitor experience.
Well, as we say, the Hint Access Scheme is 10 years old in 2024. Are there plans to extend the scheme in future?
Well, so over the past year, we've been extending beyond sort of more traditional theatres and arts centres to also include what we're calling associate organisations, which includes some smaller festivals such as Machynlleth Comedy Festival, Margam Park as well, because they hold ticketed live events. And we've also been talking to some museums as well. But beyond that, there is a UK-wide access scheme on the horizon called All In, who launched their website at the end of last year. We're working quite closely with them in sharing our learning and what that might look like. So there's a lot of piloting going on with that. And it's one of the reasons why the impact report was funded by Arts Council England, because they're really using what we've already been doing here in Wales for the past decade to inform what happens across the whole of the UK going forward. Because the major difference is that members only need that one card for lots of different places. So Andrew Miller, who's the UK access champion for the arts, he said publicly in some press as well that he has lots of different cards. He goes to the theatre a lot. It's part of his job, something he enjoys. And he's got to be members of lots of different schemes. And that takes a lot of time, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners will appreciate. It takes time to apply for those. And it's not very convenient either. It's another barrier to just, you know, what everyone should be entitled to, the ability to enjoy a live show, basically.
You mentioned the all-important card there. Are there any restrictions on who can apply for a Hint card, and how does the application process itself work?
So the application process, you can apply either online or through the post. The actual application form is mostly contact details. We use the social model of disability. So our focus is on the barriers that people face when they go to experience a live show. We do have a list of automatic eligibility criteria, which I won't read out now because it's fairly long. But what I will say is if anybody is interested in joining and for whatever reason doesn't claim something on that list, but does need an essential companion with them to remove barriers when they're experiencing a live show, then please do apply. We've got another way for people to apply, which is very person to person. Again, it's an email exchange or through letters, looking at what those barriers are and how having somebody else with you removes those. Because we know there's all sorts of reasons why someone doesn't claim something on that list. And we know that the applying for some of those benefits that are listed can be quite stressful as well. So, and at the end of the day, we want people to enjoy themselves and come and see shows. But back to about that application process, it's free. So it's fairly quick as well. If we've received the photo and all of the information that we need, it's usually a week turnaround to get those cards out. So it's fairly swift.
And when it comes to purchasing tickets, how do Hint tickets need to be booked? Is that through the box office, over the phone, in person, or can that be done online?
Well, it varies between venues, but we're very much supporting our member venues to make it possible for everybody but to be able to book online, because that is an equitable experience then. So, for example, somewhere like Wales Millennium Centre, where visitors can book online, when anybody books with Wales Millennium Centre online, you register as a customer. So for someone who's a Hint card holder, part of that registration would include adding your card number, which is on the card. So everyone's got a unique number there. And that means whenever you book a ticket, that Hint membership links up with your booking and it opens up those tickets for you. There's some other venues where you can write it in the comments when you're booking, or you need to email to say this is what's happening. Some others who it's only online, over the phone or in person, and that's something that we're trying to change. So at our last symposium, which is like a mini conference that we hold each year, we had a couple of speakers who were talking on this exact topic. So we had Nick from Ticketsold, for example, talking about how our venues can use their existing ticketing software to, you know, enable online Hint bookings without any additional costs to those venues, and really driving home that message that it needs to be a thing because that's equitable, and it's not fair on IMT members to only be able to book in certain ways. And I think especially after COVID, a lot of places maybe have fewer, you know, open box office hours in person. So offering that online makes it so much better. But also on the flip side of that, we're also well aware that not everybody wants to or is able to or would like to choose to book online. So offering a range of ways for people to book those tickets is really important. But as for how you book that, if you were booking in person or over the phone, just giving that number is enough, because our HINT venues can look people up on the card portal, but they can also look people up with their names and postcodes as well. So it's an online database of all of our HINT card holders, which is super duper secure, and it's a photo card as well, and that's online, and that's there to really ensure that the people who need the card are the people who are getting those tickets as well.
Fantastic. Well, where can we find out more about the HINT Access Scheme and how to apply for a HINT card?
Sure. So our website is www.hint.co.uk. So hint.co.uk. That's our website. So on there, there's information about how to join. There is the application form. There's some frequently asked questions, contact information. There's also a page for each of our venues as well, so your listeners would be able to plan their visit. There's access information on there about the buildings and about the parking, all of that, that sometimes is a bit tricky to find on venue websites. So that's there. There's also a listings facility on our website, hint.co.uk, where people can search for shows with specific access features, for example, a touch tour or audio described performances, of which I have to say, in my 10 years working with HINT, there are far more of those now than there were 10 years ago. So that's on the website, hint.co.uk, for all of that information. Or you can phone us on 01244 526 001. That's our help desk, so it's not a random call center. You'll get straight through to the people who are processing the applications and producing the cards, our friends up in Flintshire. And if you want to email, you can contact us on info@hint.co.uk, and we'll be able to answer any questions about it.
Megan Merritt, Project Manager of HINT, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.